the one you love, the one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening. This is Roy Masters. And I want to express something to you, and as I open this program, I'm a Jewish boy that loves Jesus. I love him, or he loves me, and I pass it on to him, to you. But I have experienced what is coming to me is from him. And he got it from his father. Its magic is real. This Jewish boy can prove it to you. I have a person, Paul, who's worked for me for 14 years, to look in the Bible to give me something he strikes that is interesting. And this one is what I want to talk to you tonight. I'm not going to say it until we go into the next part of the program. And I'm going to say it a little bit again. And maybe I'll say it now and then I'll say it again. That I'm going to ask you, if you understand what I'm about to say, which is very simple, do you realize the big opioid is no match for food? Half the country dies from food. My Christian friends, I have taken up, because I see it, for the beautiful thing and for the beautiful man he is. And he is. And I have learned from him, and I'm assuming it's from him, because I don't go to God first. I have to go to what, where he is and where God is, if you see what I mean. It has to be God, him, me, family, if they will listen. But I want you to know, they put the focus on opioids and a horror, because kids are dying like flies, but not dying as quick as the food eaters. Now, the food can save you. Not because it's food, because it has a connection to the beginning. It was all about food and sin. And I asked my friend Paul Owen, who's worked for me a long time, haven't got time to read the Bible. I said, give me something that's interesting. And he's given me Corinthians 11:23. If you want to look it up, because that's wonderful. But I'm going to speak on this tonight, if you don't mind. If I come to something that comes to me when I see it, see, I'm not only interested in the Bible words. Like, for instance, in another situation, be still and know that I am God. Now, there's something else after that. But do you understand what that is? I can give you dollars to donuts that you don't understand what that is. This little Jewish boy loves your Jesus, but he loves me. And I can pass it on. It has to come through him. But you don't have to take, you know, you have to, you got to be crazy if you don't see it. I see it. But I also see what you don't see in the scriptures. You never understood, but be still and know. No, not that one. Let me see, I forgot it. Just hold on for a second. It's, it doesn't come, isn't it ridiculous? Well, you see, I had a sepsis sickness several months ago. It made it difficult for me to talk, so you'll forgive me. I want so much to share this with you. Yes, it's be still. That's what I wanted to get. So jumped away. What is be still and know? That's what we're going to talk about. And in Corinthians, it talks about food and how dangerous it is to eat. Just don't go away now. Post Office Box 1008.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I want to talk about addiction. And I've mentioned how I love the Christian Bible. I don't read it very much, but when I come to something that's very interesting, like one of the examples I gave, be still and know. That's a difficult thing to understand, but this Jewish boy who loves your Jesus, I got him to show me what that was. And if you go to my website, this is a commercial now, you can get a copy of Be Still and Know and the 7-minute meditation, no cost. And I will show you how to change your eating habits. Because it's not the opioids, they're very dangerous. And you're all focused on it. But one thing is that we do not focus on it, but no one dares to talk about it. No one, Donald Trump, wouldn't dare to talk about this. They'd all sweep it, all the Christians people. Oh, I don't know what to say about that, but something's wrong. He would lose. This is not a political thing, but in a matter of speaking, I should say. It is an addiction. Food is an addiction, a very dangerous one. I have it up front. And you got to understand this. You may not like what I'm going to say, but it's worse than opioids. And the reason for it makes sense. I have it on my screen. I don't like to look to a screen, to the screen, but I couldn't help it when my friend put it on my screen. And I read it. And so, let me say one more thing. If you go to my Facebook, I'm going to put another one of these on. I'm just about to say what it is. I have a piece of bread in a spiritual way. And a person comes up and says they have a problem. And you have it focused in so you can see myself and the person that came up. There's two of those. I got one up on Facebook. And you'll be amazed what you see. I took up the Christian principle, which is really Jewish. You see, Jesus is Jewish. So, I don't know if I'm a Christian or not, but he never came to bring another system. where you have a preacher. You don't need a preacher. What you need is to be still and know I am God. And then you experience it. You're not learning it. You are literally understanding it. Your eyes are open. Now here it is. Forgive me, but I love what is being said. But I've always known it, well, nearly always known it, for most of my life, in the last 20 or 30 years at least. And I come to this all the time. I lately haven't been speaking about this, but this is very important when it comes to addiction. Your addiction, food, can kill you or bring you to heaven to eat it properly. Now, I want to read. I do not like to read, but I have to read as a commentator to give you maybe some extra ideas and thoughts that not has come to you before. But the first thing I want to say is it's a disgrace. When I came to America, you couldn't see a fat person on the street. There wasn't any murders, and hardly any. Not the kind of murders that we're getting every day now. I could see the future. I left my office and business down there in California and came up to Oregon, and I got hell, and the hell lasted 30 years. But still, I was able to create two radio programs. One of them, 144 stations, it got sold it for, I think it was $9 million, and we gave the money. It was half ours, half ours, the foundation, so we gave it all to the foundation to start the foundation up there. And but let me just go back to my thoughts again. Corinthians 11:23. Now, open your scripture if you want to. But this is how it goes. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body." I guess food is in your body, isn't it? The food is what makes your body, and you grow. You can't live without it. "Which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." If you go to Facebook. Go to my Facebook, and it's right there. I'm going to put two on there. But watch the first one. Go to Facebook. And Facebook people, when you bring your people to Facebook, remember, I have a radio program. And if you have a problem, and so I'll come back to the thought in a minute. Jesus, has given me the power, but not as much power he has, but the power to control and help you overcome your opioids. It's more dangerous than the opioids. One half of you are going to die. Maybe it's having your leg cut off, your foot cut off, all kinds of things that will kill you. All kinds of diseases that comes from that. So he says this. And you got to read it, because it's several lines, which makes it very clear. He says, "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This is the cup of a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. If whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" That is brilliant. all of you Christians, do you have a problem with food? How many different diseases makes up for that, the life to death? I go one more further. He says one more thing. He says, do this when you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Brilliant! How many Christians are dying? How many Christians can't have all kinds of illness based on food, and you can't stop? You're addicted to that. You may not think you're addicted because you're nice and fat, and you go, you have a club with all, everybody else is fat, but you support each other, and you make each other's worse. And then you may try to make the food even more tasty, when you don't need to make it more tasty. Just make fish and chips, whatever it is, but don't try to make it give you a feeling. It will kill you. I don't know if you really agree with me. So then he says, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord is unworthy and will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Why can't you Christians get that? I'm Jewish, but he's Jewish. We're both Jews. Can anybody fight that? Of course. He is a Jewish man. Now, you call yourself Christians, but if you're a Christian, why aren't you listening to what he's saying? This Jew boy understands what he's saying. Oh my God. Everybody's turned food into something very dangerous. Addiction. Now, you can't be put in jail for eating too much. But so that gives you the chance to eat more. Eating bread, and instead of finding the Lord and the Spirit within you, because that's what it does. If you eat the bread and drink of the cup in a proper way, it will take you in the wrong distance. In other words, you become addicted. It means that the more you enjoy it, the more you want to make it more enjoyable by making it more enjoyable. And that's what all the people who have drug problems, the more they look for the dope pusher, the dope pusher rises from where? From above or from below? No, it rises from below. And we call it up to make us feel better, to assuage the pain of anxiety. To assuage the pain of anxiety is to say no to the Creator, but give you a sense of wellness. But after that, immediately after it, anxiety increases. Why? Because what you do when you call up a pusher is the same thing as eating and calling your chef and calling for that person to make you feel better. It's no much different. You're becoming addicted to food, and food becomes poison. But it doesn't taste like poison. A cigarette doesn't taste like poison. But if a person... Listen, I have another video on Facebook, and it's also about smoking. And so I call up people. I have a lot of audience. It's about 20 years ago, but you can see it anyway. And that's what we have on there, about 20, 30 years ago. And so I bring this person up, and he wants to stop smoking. I see he's sincere. So this is what I did. And you see the relevance to what I was saying just a few minutes ago. I said, close your eyes, all right, and look at your eyelids and make your fingers tingle a little bit while I'm talking. That's all I did. And if you want to ask me, what is hell or heaven is that? I will talk to you some other time about it if you just make a note and call me on 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock in the evening, West Coast time. And FHU.com is the website if you want to go get a copy of Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know. No charge. I want you to experience redemption. I know the way to redemption, and I'm beginning to speak to you about this. I don't know how many words I can conjure up. But you are dying from eating food. He says, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. What you're eating turns into blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he becomes. I already said that. Sorry. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, look carefully, in an unworthy manner, focus on that. Unworthy manner, meaning you've turned your food into a drug. You've turned your food into a drug, idiot. Excuse the expression. If you don't get it, it's because you won't get it. Unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. He is not like us, because if you're a good Christian, if you want to, you don't have to be a Christian to appreciate all this. It makes sense. There was no other person like Jesus since the beginning of time. There's lots of good people, but not person who comes this and has the power to cure everything and everyone who wants it. Now, forgive me for saying this. I have the same energy, and I've helped thousands and thousands of veterans from PTSD. I can't get to them. I would be very appreciated if I can get as many soldiers who have PTSD. And then I will not talk about PTSD. See, all I have to say, do you have anxiety? Yeah, that's good enough. I have stress. That's good enough, because I know what it means. If he says I have PTSD, then he loses but he can't have a gun, he can't do this, he can't do that. So if you have a problem and you want to talk to me about, don't tell me who you are. And if you want to call me about your food, if you want to call me about addiction, the food that you eat, in how I described it, or how he's described it, and I was reading to you about it, is worse than an opioid. It's worse. Opioids will kill you quicker. And food can give you, keep you alive, but the more rotten, the more you want. Because he didn't say over opioids and drugs. In those days, there wasn't enough food. There wasn't enough food for most people. But I show you, people in higher places would be dying on that, fat and ugly. Being fat and ugly and pretending to be a Christian and enjoying your food too much. The joy of eating food is not the joy. It tastes good, thank you. And if you just look, because you need to taste it so you know it isn't unclean, or whatever you want to say about that. When you eat your food, I just tell a little story. It just came to me. The first time I recognized this, I can tell you a story. It's about when I was about 25 or 20, no, not even that, earlier, 21. I came to America and I was here about from 2 years, and I had a very rich friend. I had a big pool, swimming pool, you know. So I was sitting, having a good job of swimming, you know, half an hour, 2 hours. I don't know how long it was. I go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. So I got tired and I pressed my back against the side of the pool and put my hands out, and then my feet were crossed. You know how it is when you get tired and you rest and your hands are like the Jesus on the cross. Same thing, same look. And my feet was covering up the other one. And so all of a sudden, I'm just saying all these things because that was the shape of what came to me. And all of a sudden something said, potato. And I got a potato in my head. Now, this is what about, what's really, I'm not joking. I'm very good in hypnotism, but it just, I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. And here was the journey, beginning, about food. So in my mind, something says potato. I said, what the hell's that? Excuse the expression. Oh, it's potato. And it comes back again. It's just a potato. I said, what's going on? It kept on saying potato. I'm not interested in food. I don't care about potatoes so much. And it kept on saying potato. And it took me a month to figure it out. There was a potato in my head. It's equivalent. Let me say it differently. Let me say it in a way that doesn't sound silly. I think you can understand this. And it's much the same principle. Another person can put themselves into you. Do we have a break here? I hear it coming. All right, don't go away. Again, I hope I haven't forgotten what I was saying. I was talking about the potato. And that kind of bothered me for a while. not so bothered, but it is coming back. And he said, why? Why did that happen? Potato. 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 That's what it went for about 15 minutes. And then, but it left me wondering. What it was let's say you like potatoes, you really like them, you love them so much. What happens is, the potato gets inside you, so there is a mirror image of a potato in your head. And that potato is really a spiritual, but it's not spiritual as we mean, it's a dark spiritual thing. Let me just stop for a minute and let me show you what I mean. You come into the world, and you come into the world innocent, don't you? You wouldn't say that a child being born of woman, which wasn't the way it was in the beginning, but never mind, we'll come to that some other time. But you can understand when you come into the world, and you come into the world, you come into the world with a gift. It's a special gift so we can find redemption. But it's going to take a little time because a lot of things get in the way, and one of those things is food. And you've got to be careful of mother pushing food on you. Well, we'll come back to that just in a minute because I have to say these things and come back. But we're talking about potato. It sounds ridiculous, I know. But I've just started to tell you a few moments ago, just before the half-hour bell rang, that if a person puts you down and makes you angry, do you know what really happens? Do you really know why you get upset and become like that person? How many people listening to me hated their mother, but then they couldn't help the mother, the nature of the mother, to get in to her? And she tries to overcome it by, perhaps, when I grow up and get married, I'm not going to be like my mother. I'm going to love my children. But she doesn't know what love is. The love is fake. The love is not real. What she wants is from the child. She wants the child to love her, and then she feels relevantly better than her mother. But the feeling of being better comes from the slave of the child. So she's nice to the child in order to get her to say, "Oh, mommy, I love you so much." It's a lie, though. And if you're one of the children, you'd feel your mother pulling on you. I mean, see? So your mother can get inside of you, a potato can get inside of you. Now, I don't care for potatoes. They're not good for me. I have reasons for it. But I understood later on that moment, sitting in the pool with my hands stretched out, Christian, you know, Jesus-like behavior on the cross, and the word potato comes in. Now, the interesting thing is that I don't care about potatoes, but it stuck out, and it kept bothering me a lot, but not bothering me in a bad way, but to be interested in it. And what I say is, if you eat your food I have to read this. So he says it again in John 58. And he said to them, excuse me for a minute. He said to them, "Verily, truly I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Now, that is a metaphor. It's basically saying something, that you have to love the Lord. Look for him to embolden you through the food that he ate before he died. Warning. Eat this remembering me. You will die whether you're Christian or not. Whether you're Jewish, if you're overfat, and you've got all kinds of sickness, there's a whole menu of diseases from food. Opioid war goes bang, and you're gone. But half the country, what is the half of the country? Half the country's mixed with Christians, but mostly Christians. And Christians are dying like flies, just like anybody else. Their sickness is addiction to something, food. Now, if it's addiction to smoking, it wouldn't be near as bad. Because guess who's telling you this? Let me read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son. Now, the food is makes flesh. He tries to make it a point. You must consider that food is good for you. It's necessary, but it cannot be an addiction. Because an addiction will take you away from Paradise Lost. I have a meditation exercise called 7 minutes meditation. Only 7 minutes, a couple of days doing that, you'll open your eyes and see potato. You'll see what's in your head, and the potato, if you like potatoes, the potato inside you wants you to eat more potatoes. And let me say it again in a different way. The same way as I said it before. If you smoke a cigarette, If you cut your arm and get some pleasure from it, I don't know how that happens, but they do. They get a pleasure from it. Whatever gives you pleasure to take away anxiety, because food is doing that. Food is being misused as a drug. Food is a drug. A dangerous drug that takes you further away from Christianity if you're Christian. But now, let me see. I'm a Jewish boy that appreciates the story because I have never seen such language. No, I've seen it before, of course, but I'm going to try to make it over again. Do you understand that anything you hunger for to make you feel better is the same, happens the same thing by a potato, the same thing for a potato if you like potatoes too much? It isn't silly, because if you love potatoes and it gives you a good feeling, oh, it's so good. I have a potato this way, I have a potato that way. You see, there's how dozens of ways a potato could be made. But you have to have an original potato in your head, how it got there. Maybe your mother says, eat your potatoes, or I won't give you any more potatoes. Oh, Mom, I want more potatoes. No, she'll get angry. And potatoes, the whole idea, the concept of potatoes is in her head. And she wants more potatoes. She does everything she can to keep it out of mother's viewpoint. Or mother could say, make the potato so good. Oh, Mom, that's so good. Oh, wow. Can I have some more? Oh, yes, dear.
Oh, yes, dear.
How many do you want? Oh, 100, please. No, you know what I'm talking about. There's just many ways that a person... Listen, this is not food, but in a sense, it is a food of a person. There is a way where a person can... There's a little girl, a story. Every now and then I bring it up. And she, one day she called me and says, Roy, is it okay to say no if somebody wants to give you something? I said, do you know why? I said, yeah. She says, yes, I can if you tell me so, if it's okay. Now, if her mother would say, oh, your grandma wants to give you these things, because it ended up that way anyway. She wants you to give these things. Don't hurt her feelings. But the little girl had intuition. She has more intuition. I know the mother, and she's a nice lady, but this kid's got more than her. But she keeps listening to me. And the mother likes that. But her grandma is evil. I know that. I just really know. That one is really, really, really low. And so she's calling me. This grandma wants to give her lots of money, lots of toys. And she feels the pull. I said, do you feel the pull? She's just, Roy, I do. I said, can you do this? Can you, know that your mother, your grandmother's going to get angry if you don't take it. That's the nature, because if she pushes on to make her accept it. And it ruins the children. If the mother says, oh, don't hurt mother, grandfather, my grandma's feelings, she wants to give it to you. No, she wants to eat you. Because we do eat each other. We don't see it. But we long for love. And if a mother corrupts a child, and this is in this way, so let me start again so I can express it a little better. So what she did, I said, now, this is what you have to do. She's 8 or 9 years old. I said, can you, know that when you say no to your grandma, she's going to give you some gifts and you don't want them. Then I want you to know that she's going to come at you and get angry and upset you to try to take him. And if you do, you'll be lost for the rest of your life. It only takes 1 minute to begin it. And then, so what she did, because there's another side to it, and I want to finish this side to it. So what she said, she said, I won't be angry. Don't worry, Roy. I will do it right. And if she screams and gets upset, I will stand there calm. That's what I asked her. Can you do this? She says, yes. Guess what? 2 days later with her, mother smashed her all the things she wanted to do, and the kid stood calm as a cucumber. Okay? And I don't know if that's a good way of saying it. And she throws all those toys, rotten little toys, into the garbage and runs. A little kid of 8 years old. Now, I have taught her not to be addicted. Don't be addicted by potatoes. Don't be addicted because you may have one day, all of a sudden you get upset and there's potatoes or whatever it is, and you feel like, oh, this tastes so good. Truly, if you're in your right mind, nothing tastes so good that you become addicted to it. And once you start to listen, the first one is what it is. And so you get too much pleasure from it. And that's what you're looking for, because something's wrong with you. And that possibly could be the addiction, the relationship with your mother. She might be just pushing you to eat food. And some kids just won't eat food. They're just going to drink. Because it reminds them of mother and reinforces the presence of their mother in them. It's all that way. Everything can be addiction. And nothing, any one of them is worse than the other. It just takes your diet a different way, that's all. There's thousands of different diseases, all from one thing. Because you're going to be, you get to like and love. Well, let's call it love, but it isn't love, it's an addiction. And it's equivalent to what real love is. It's the opposite equivalent of what real love is. So you're enjoying a sense of worth. It's coming from somewhere down there. And once it's in you, it takes place like the potato. If you love a potato, if one day your mother pushes a potato on you and makes the best potatoes, and she expects everybody in the family to really love it, and she feels better about herself. I can give you a story about my own mother, a decent person. She didn't know what she was doing. I'm about 11 years old. I can remember it to this day, and I have a bad memory. And so it was about 12 o'clock. It was time for lunch, I suppose, 11:30. And my mother makes good food, even though during the war. And so that tells me I was about 16, and 2 years later I was in the army. So it must have been about 16 years old because I understood it. And let me see if I don't want to lose it. Don't go away. Give me a few minutes to remember what I said, what she said. Oh yes, I got it. Don't go away. Here I am again, and we're talking those potatoes. I remember my mother. Here it was just funny. It's really not serious, but I never forgot it. I suppose that it was the seed of me discovering all the things I'm talking about. Everything can be an addiction. Everything, and everything that's an addiction will kill you, no matter what. It's a hungry for something. And why are you hungry for something? Because something is not fulfilling you. You're a fool that's filled. That's what you are. A fool that's filled with junk. Or something good demoralized inside you. Misused. Misusing a person. And that's what really happens. We eat each other. I say you die from cancer. There's a special kind of cancer that is relevant only to appeaser. Because when you get upset, the nature of the bully, whoever it is, parents mostly, whoever it is that's upset you, puts their identity inside you so that you're no longer becoming the real you. So that you're no longer from them in the real you. So let me go back to I get away from talking about my own mother. It was a funny situation, but I never forgot it. So it was lunchtime, and I had an apple in my hand. And I was just about to eat it. A hand walked out to the apple and took it from my hands and said, that's not dinner or lunch, whatever it was. Let me show you what it was. Let me show you what it is. So she goes to her, takes my apple, she cores it and takes the inside out nice and neat and puts sugar and all kinds of delightful things in there and then covers it with sugar. I think it was sugar, so it was gold when it was green. And then she says, this is dinner. Now, I don't know if I'm crazy or not, but I never forgot it. And it brought me to understanding all the things I'm trying to share with you now. I didn't have a great beginning to start this program, but I am trying to say that food was the origin of sin, the forgiven fruit. Look how beautiful it works, how it translates from one person to another, one way of eating than another, and galloping and gobbling that food up as an addictive situation. It's a principle. And what I think that's a beautiful thing when Jesus said all these things, and he says on this one, let me see what it says. Verily, verily, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, this is not exactly you have to eat him. It's a principle. Whoever eats my flesh in a proper way, the food that makes him, after all, he has to eat and he grows up like we are. The food makes us who we are. But if you use the food to make a demon inside you, that's what's happening. The person who intimidates you and upsets you into eating something or doing something you should. It doesn't have to be food, but food is on the menu. Do you want to die? All right, now I've discovered something. I'm going to share it with you. Only got a few minutes. I have come to the clearest understanding of what as a realm. Let me be a little bit mechanical, scientific. There's a void. In the beginning, there's a void. What is a void is absolutely nothing. So, if there's absolutely nothing, how can the absolute nothing suddenly sprout and say, I wish I can remember the same. Oh, what a shame. Let there be light. There it is. In the scripture, the best part of the Bible is the first part and the Jesus part. Never mind the rest of its history. One is philosophical, scientific. In the beginning there was a void, nothing. How can a void create anything? How can it help? How it can help, but how does it create infinite heat? Infinite heat. How can it come? It can't come from the world because it's void. It can't come from, but we can't conceive that what says, let there be light, is on the other side. Now, the only way I can say this, because there's no other side as far as we are concerned. The void is the void. It has to come from not this side. The universe is built, but where does the infinitely hot, let there be light, where did that come from? It couldn't come from the void that we know from this side. There has to be another side of the void. Now that's blazing in your head. That's not possible. Let me tell you this. What I'm trying to tell you, if you learn to be still, I have something you can use, meditation called Be Still and Know. I am God. And I warn you also about other things, but you need to start. All of you need to start by rebelling against food and drinking, because your mother pushed you, and you could feel the mother's pressure inside you. And so the only way you can get some relief is to give in or do more. You have no other choice. Drink more, eat more potatoes, because your mother has got inside you. And a person who has cancer, a certain kind of cancer, is giving his life to the bully, because when you have a bully, when there's a bully and you don't know how to deal with them, your reaction to them is what he wants, and he eats you. And you give off energy when you get upset. He lives on your upset, and you embolden him, and after a while you feel guilty, you get angry, and then there's a halfway decent person. Well, why did I do that? I feel guilty. So maybe if I'd be nice to this person, this is the story in your head. If I give myself to that person and love him, and do nice things for him, maybe he'll love me. Damned if you get it, and damned if you don't. Damned if you get it means you give up more of your life. You're the extension of that man. When you come into the world with your own mother, and your mother does not know how to deal with you, you come into the world, and the world comes into you. But there is redemption in the sense that man born of woman is different from man born of God. God doesn't make people anymore. People make people. That's the whole idea. So in the scripture it says, because you've done this thing to Adam, because you have done this, ate the food. That's it, right there. Food is life. But it's a different kind of life. In the garden, it's different life. Outside the garden, it was not life. You had a struggle. Always we get frustrated, hungry, never satisfied. Nearly all of you are hungry and never satisfied. Damned if you're satisfied, damned if you're not. Don't go away. Oh! Time's up. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And I have one more minute to talk to you about this. Yes, I've only got 1 minute, so I want you to know that everything, you go to Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com, and go to Be Still and Know, and begin with 7-minute meditation. All free. I don't want any money. I want you to see that what I'm saying is alive in you, that you're beginning to see that what seems to be good can be good, but it can also be bad. You have to have wisdom to really go the right way. My name is Roy Masters. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. 800-877-3227. West Coast time. Thank you very much.